Now, the Sunday Spin continues on 720 WGN. Here's Rick Pearson.
Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson. A couple of personal notes. Just a reminder that today, from 1 to 6 o'clock, is the Scrabble for Literacy Challenge by my friends at the Literacy Volunteers of Illinois. And that's up at the Grossinger Honda, 6600 Northwestern Avenue. Registration from 1 to 2. It's always a literacy challenge. You know, even as a reporter, literacy can often be a challenge for me. And there's no bigger challenge than trying to play Scrabble against some of these folks. But it's a lot of fun, a lot of prizes, auction prizes. And you can get more information at lvillinois.org. LVIllinois.org, and I'd encourage you to help my friends out there. Also, on Wednesday, this Wednesday, November 8th, I'll be out at Aurora University for their Town Square series, and I'll be speaking with former U.S. Transportation Secretary, former Central Illinois Congressman Ray LaHood, and we'll be talking about Secretary LaHood's tenure and also his book, Seeking Bipartisanship, My Life in Politics. And I've known Ray for many years, and he has some very interesting things to say, and actually almost kind of gives a historical perspective of how our politics and our civic life has really just turned in such a nasty way. And about whether there's any hope to kind of return some civility to civics. And so that's out at Aurora University at Premi Auditorium at 7:30 on Wednesday night. And you can get more information at aurora.edu. So we look forward to seeing you out there. Big week in last week in Washington. The GOP tax proposal comes out, but it's far from a done deal. We've got the president wanting to insert provisions to remove the individual health care mandate, so you're tying health care into tax reform. The plan would remove the medical deduction that helps the elderly. It would take away deductibility of student loan debt. We already have talked many times about state and local tax deduction would cap property tax deductions at $10,000. It would not allow deduction of state income taxes, would change mortgage deductibility. The Republicans want to move forward. They want to move quickly and get it to the president by Christmas. And a Trump-supportive super PAC is airing ads featuring former Trump strategist Corey Lewandowski.
This is an urgent message to fellow patriots and friends. Americans need to get behind President Trump's plan to get our economy moving again. His tax plan cuts middle-class tax rates, lowers rates for job creators and small businesses, and eliminates special interest loopholes. Friends, the special interests will do anything to stop us. We can't let them. Call your congressman. Go to our website. Stand with President Trump to cut taxes now. Help make America great again.
So that's former Trump strategist Corey Lewandowski appealing to the patriots. And joining me now here in the studio, the Allstate Showcase Studios, Mike Meany is the Executive Vice President of the Chicagoland Apartment Association. Mike, as always, thanks for joining me this morning.
Great to be here. Thank you, Rick.
Do you agree this thing is far from a done deal? Or do you think the rush to act is kind of overtaking things?
I think that from what I'm hearing is that it sounds like there is momentum, and it would not surprise me if the House met their goal of passing this out of the House before or, you know, by Thanksgiving. I think once it goes to the Senate, of course, things may slow down a bit, but I believe that the Republicans and the president think that they have a real opportunity to finally achieve meaningful tax reform, something that has been talked about for a long time. So it wouldn't surprise me if it moves pretty quickly.
Well, but it's like everything else. And when you see people holding a postcard and this is all you're going to need to file your taxes, the devil's in the details.
Correct.
And there's still big questions here about how those details can affect individuals, and you already are hearing the Democratic drumbeat that well, this is just tax reform at the expense of the middle class to help the wealthy.
Right, right. Yeah, I think that, it certainly will, tax reform affects everybody. And, you know, when they talk about loopholes, you know, your loophole is my tax relief. So, you've heard the saying, you know, don't tax you, don't tax me, tax that fellow behind the tree. So, you know, everyone wants to protect their interests. And so there will be furious lobbying going on, I'm sure, over the next several weeks. And, you know, groups like mine, the National Apartment Association and others will be making their case that, we need sound tax policy to make sure that we keep investment going and that, it ends up good for the economy in general.
Well, and certainly, you know, as a component of the economy is real estate, development, you know, those things going forward. I mean, we know that the home builders and the realtors are already, they're no on this at all. I don't know what the National Apartment Association is, where they are on this.
Well, we are, we're looking into the details. You know, this thing was just released and really kind of in just talking points last week. So, we'll be looking.
And there's a difference between talking points and what's actually in the legislation.
Exactly, right. So the policy experts at our national association will be looking into the details. But,
I know you guys do have some concerns about certain items that I don't even know if they're in or out.
We do, yes. And at first blush, we're pretty optimistic and happy with what's been proposed, because we were concerned that there would be, there might be an effort to eliminate some programs that are very beneficial to and promote the development of apartment buildings, not only market rate buildings, but low income housing in particular. So, for example, the low income housing tax credit,
right,
is a very important tax policy. 90% of affordable housing in the country is built using that program. So, you know, we were pleased to see that that this proposal does not eliminate the low-income housing tax credit. However, the value of the tax credit is diminished a bit because of the lowering of the corporate rate from 35% to 20%. So many investors would take advantage of the low-income housing tax credit so that they could get a lower rate and not pay the 35%. So lowering it to 20 does diminish the value a little bit.
And in turn might turn into less interest in,
exactly,
development.
Exactly. Right. Right. So, you know, but we'll, I think we could, you know, we'll, we could hopefully work through those issues. Another, policy that we, did not touch was the 1031 like-kind exchanges, which is where investors can, if you want to, sell an apartment building, for example, you could defer payment of the taxes on that until a later date. And, this has been shown to, facilitate transactions. And when you have real estate transactions happening in the economy, it's good. There's money flowing and that's a good thing. So, for the most part, like I said, we're still looking at the details, but for the apartment industry, we're pretty optimistic.
Do you think by perhaps limiting some of the homeowner deductions that might, how does that translate into the apartment industry?
Well, I am, there's going to be a lot of discussion about that. As you said, you know, there's some very powerful interests that are going to be, I'm sure talking about that issue. But, if the incentives for home ownership are not viewed as valuable as they once were, then perhaps people may take a second look at renting. But, you know, we have seen, even without tax reform and any changes in the mortgage interest deduction or deductibility of state and local taxes, we have seen renters and renting as an option that people are choosing, as opposed to, you know, being forced into. Exactly. And, you know, with the mortgage interest deduction, I read something in the Tribune this morning that I didn't realize, only 7.6% of mortgages taken out in Cook County are over $500,000. And that's what this new proposal would do. It would lower the amount of the limit from $1 million, I believe, to $500,000 on which you could deduct interest. So yes, there's, you know, look, there's still obviously a lot of people to take advantage of that, but and again, it's not eliminating completely. It's for people that have current mortgages, they can still deduct as high as they want, right? This would be for new mortgage loans and also only above the $500,000 threshold.
Back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, joined here in the Allstate Showcase studio by Mike Meany, Executive Vice President of the Chicagoland Apartment Association. Got an interesting text because I was talking about the devils in the details on the tax reform proposal that the Republicans are pointing out. Rick, where was your need for details when the ACA, Affordable Care Act, was being presented? We've only been on the air since 2014, and that was signed in 2010, so I'm really sorry. If I'd had a show, we would have certainly talked about the details of the Affordable Care Act as well. So thanks so much for your text. So, Mike, I want to switch gears from the tax issue to another issue that everybody is talking about, Amazon HQ2. And, you know, you're part of this group of the horde of 600 people that have been tasked with, you know, helping in presentation and trying to improve Chicago's chances of getting it. I, being the skeptic, think it's like winning the lottery, and that's just me anyway. But certainly, you know, the economic benefits that would accrue to the city and the state would be tremendous.
Yes, I agree. And I don't, you know, dispute your observation of it being, you know, I have seen studies or reports that show Chicago in the top five.
Or the bottom five.
Or the bottom five, right. Exactly. So it's very...
And they both say they're using Amazon's criteria to make those judgments.
Right. So it's a little, you know, I really don't have... I wish I had a, you know, crystal ball. But it is exciting. It's obviously something that the city needs to pursue, and it would be a huge a get, so to speak, I think, for, you know, not only the mayor, but for Chicago. 50,000 jobs over a 10 to 15 year period is pretty impressive. And from my perspective and my association's interest, those people are going to need some place to live, and many of them will choose to live in rental housing. So we're very excited about the opportunity. You know, certainly if it happens, it's going to be a challenge, but I think we provided some information and some research to the city to include in their presentation, which shows that Chicago is, as much as we, you know, some people might think that it's not affordable, but when you compare it to the coasts, to New York and Philadelphia and San Francisco and Seattle, rents here are very affordable in comparison. So, and we also have room to build.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Are we sufficient now, or is it with what's still to come?
Yes. Well, obviously, if, you know, 50,000 jobs here, either downtown or, you know, someplace in the city or even, you know, in the suburbs, there's going to be a need for additional housing. And I think we do have the downtown market is it's tough to find land here now, and it's very expensive. But there are opportunities in the neighborhoods. We were talking earlier, and we have seen, you know, emerging demand and attractiveness to the West Loop, to, you know, the Milwaukee Avenue corridor.
What's it called?
We talked about the Hipster Highway.
The Hipster Highway, yes.
A lot of desire there. And the South Loop where you live. So, you know, we see the boundaries of, you know, where people kind of wanted to live expanding. And there is a lot of apartment development in the suburbs as well. People would be surprised. So I think we have there's a great opportunity there. And, again, it would be very exciting, and we certainly would welcome the challenge should we be chosen to be the new HQ2 city.
I know, I mean, you mentioned the West Loop, and it's I mean, the construction going on out there is unbelievable. And, you know, everybody thinks of the West Loop as, well, Sam Toya, my friend from the Restaurant Association, and, oh, it's all about the food and all that. It's a, there's the housing that's going up out there is unbelievable.
Right. Well, people want to live near those trendy, great
restaurants. So they don't have to cook every day.
Exactly.
They can just walk out their door, and there's another restaurant that's just moved in.
Right. Yeah, the city is, you know, has done a great job of creating new desirable neighborhoods and you know, places where people want to be. You know, when I was younger and first moved to the city, everybody wanted to live up on the north side, you know, in Wrigleyville, and still that's obviously a very desirable place, but there just seem to be so many more more options these days and really great places to live.
You touched on the fact about property downtown is now, you know, gotten very expensive, but how does that play into apartment development?
Land is a huge cost of developing apartments. So, you know, probably up to 25% of the cost of development. And we've had some challenges with that. And, you know, part of it goes to policies that the city has been implementing. And, you know, in an effort to develop more affordable housing, which we certainly understand and support, the city has, you may have heard of the Affordable Requirements Ordinance. It's basically an inclusionary zoning policy. And what some of my members have told me, developers, is that because of the cost of land, it's very difficult to make those investments work.
Because it's an offset kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. So basically you're required to provide and set aside a number of affordable units in an apartment building. And it could be a luxury building where the rents are very, very high. The land is, the cost is very high, so you have to build that into the cost of the project. And when you have investors who are looking from outside of Chicago, and they are, you know, they're looking at the cost, and they're seeing that the numbers just don't work. You know, building apartments is a business, and people do, investors do want to make a return on it. And so, you know, we have seen national companies, you know, look and say, well, you know, that just doesn't work for me, so I'm gonna invest in another city and not Chicago. Now, you know, we have been, you know, we've had 3,000 additional units built in the downtown area this year. We're looking at probably another 3,000 next year, and then in 2019, I think they're estimating 4,000 units. So, you know, you can't you look at that and you can't say, well, it's stopping development, but it is becoming more and more challenging.
Mike Meany, Executive Vice President of the Chicagoland Apartment Association, as always, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure.